Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and here's how we'll end for this week. There's no such thing as a free lunch, even not this week for a lot of Grubhub users in New York City who are promised a free lunch. On Tuesday, maybe you were part of this, maybe you've not heard about it, the food delivery service ran a free lunch promotion for New Yorkers, and that's when the problems began. The $15 credit from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. caused such a surge in demand that many restaurants had no choice but to cancel people's orders. According to Eater, at its peak, as many as 6,000 takeout and delivery orders were being placed through Grubhub in the greater New York area each minute. 6,000 takeout orders a minute. Multiple media outlets started using the phrase the free lunch fiasco. So who's got a story of being a restaurant or a delivery worker caught in the madness? Let's remember this moment through the eyes of those of you who work in the biz. If you are a Grubhub orderer, sit this one out. If you did get your free lunch or if you didn't get your free lunch, we really want to hear from people who work in the business. 212-433-WNYC. What happened here? Was it something that you liked the idea of at first? Was it something that they didn't even tell you they were going to do? And you were like, what? We're getting 1,000 orders for lunch in the last 10 minutes? Tell us your stories if you work in the restaurant industry. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And we can also expand it and use this little food app delivery debacle for a broader check-in with those of you who work in restaurants, line cooks, food delivery drivers, restaurateurs, anyone else. Things may seem better now that we've sort of moved beyond the worst of COVID, but how much better are they? Let our listeners know. 212-433-WNYC. Have all the eaters come back, that is, come back at pre-COVID rates, 212-433-9692. And what challenges remain in your industry if you work in the restaurant biz? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer if you want to tell us a quick story on Twitter. Maybe you do want to weigh in on the Grubhub situation and talk about whether or not restaurants are still at the mercy of food delivery apps. We know that's a tortured relationship. You can shed some light on that. Also, if you're a delivery driver, maybe who uses an e-bike, maybe you heard the reports on this station yesterday about how old, worn out batteries are at a high risk for catching fire. Are you able to make changes and update or upgrade? Or if anyone's listening from the collective Los Deliveristas Unidos, what issue is your community talking about right now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And open phones for the last 15 minutes of the show today. For people in the restaurant industry, any aspect of the restaurant industry, tell us your Grubhub delivery debacle story or give us more of a general report. You know, we started the show today talking about how this COVID surge with a high alert designation in New York City is upon us, but people are pretty much going about their business as if before the pandemic. Is that true in your restaurant? 212-433-9692. What else on COVID? How have you handled the recent rise in cases in the city, especially since Mayor Adams will not be reinstating indoor mask mandates at the government level? What are you doing as an individual restaurant owner or restaurant workers? Are workers still asking customers to mask up? Are you, if you're a server, any employers telling employees to mask up, or do you leave it to everyone's individual discretion? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And last thing I'll throw on the fire here, how about inflation? Restaurateurs, anybody working in the restaurant biz, how have rising costs of certain food items impacted your business? Did you decide to raise your prices? And at one point, did you make that decision and are starting to see whether it's affecting people's willingness to pay. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And are you gearing up for open streets, open dining? I'll throw that one in with the 90-degree weather coming this weekend and the summer season coming upon us. How is your restaurant gearing up for open streets and for summer? Is there still an employee shortage like we reported about this time last year? Open phones for people in the restaurant biz on the Grubhub delivery debacle or just what's going on right now, one of our occasional restaurant industry check-ins that we've done throughout the pandemic. John in Bushwick, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What do you do?
I am a beverage director for a restaurant group.
Uh-huh. And?
Well, I mean, as far as it goes, you know, you're asking what the state of the industry is in general. Obviously, all the restrictions have been dropped and, you know, people are able to dine out essentially whenever they want. But we're, as a whole, still struggling entirely with COVID, with staffing, with the fact that the majority of the people that we are able to hire, which is difficult, are new to the industry and need a lot of guidance. And, you know, I think there's a lack of empathy or a recognition that it's still very, very hard. The number of people that we come into contact with every day, COVID is a consistent issue. We have, you know, positives and people from both the heart of house and the front of house unable to work for 5 days. And that does affect the service that people receive in the restaurant, especially as busy as it is. We are incredibly grateful for the majority of our guests who are incredibly lovely and thoughtful and caring and, you know, generally recognize all of the hard work that we're putting into them, enjoying a great dining experience out. But it is still very, very hard, not only from, you know, the staffing perspective, but also supply chain issues are still a major, major problem. We can't get machines fixed in a timely fashion. We, you know, can't get certain wines or liquors or whatever because they're stuck in container ships coming across from Europe. It's very, very hard. I mean, we can't get Diet Coke in glass bottles because there's no glass.
That is a bracing report from the front from John's restaurant in Bushwick. John, thank you very much. Wow, on all those levels, too. Let's go next to Jackie in Prospect Heights. Jackie, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, so my husband and I opened The Social, an ice cream shop, in the very end of July of 21. And we leaned into the idea that, you know, it was going to be like the roaring 20s and we were going to have ice cream socials and people were going to come in and and just, you know, put a thumb in the nose to the term social distancing. And that wasn't quite the case. And so we're still trying to figure out how to, you know, bring the ice cream social outside, you know, create safe spaces and, you know, sourcing, of course, is also an issue. You know, getting ice cream cups, for example, are taking longer than expected. So I had to actually order on Amazon for that. So there's a number of issues, you know, that we faced over the last year, and we're hoping that this summer is going to be bustling and wonderful, but it's a very different different place
environment than you expect. What a great name for an ice cream place, though, The Social. And you'll probably get a lot of business this weekend since it's supposed to be in the 90s both Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, ice cream weather.
Jackie, good luck out there. Thank you so much. Michael on the Upper West Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Glad you're on. What do you do?
I'm the general manager of 2 restaurants on the Upper West Side. I'm not going to be saying who, just because, you know, I clear this with my managing partner before. But happy to talk to you.
And what do you want to report? Inflation, it looks like, huh?
Absolutely. We have seen across the board, we've seen prices rise on pretty much any one of our disposable goods, also some of our dry goods, in particular things like proteins, animal proteins. I mean, we do serve a lot of vegetarian food as well, but even things like tofu have gone up. But I'm going to give you one specific example. So chicken fillets, like boneless chicken breast, right, which backbone of many, 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 many restaurants' dishes, we've had cost increase from 40 to 50%. And while we're willing to sell something like that essentially at cost as a loss leader, as an incentive to mm-hmm. continue to get guests in the door, we did finally have just to, you know, not have that be something that was going to force us to close our doors.
Yeah, you just dropped out for a second, but I think you were saying you finally had to raise the price of your chicken dishes. 40% increase in the cost of chickens.
And we understand that it's a combination of supply chain, pandemic challenges, whatnot. It's no one's individual fault, of course, but it does, at the end of the day, force us into a kind of a Sophie's choice. If, well, we can try and cut back in other areas, find less expensive providers, or eventually we're going to have to pass that cost on to a customer, and that finally did come to pass.
Is so it far, affecting the number of customers you have?
It's difficult for us to say because we're relatively close to Columbia University, so I can't necessarily correlate that uh-huh. drop with strictly price, or if it's just the cyclical nature of them being, you know, a lot of them are gone for the
right,
summer.
And school just ended.
But we do see some of our regulars certainly have noticed, and while they've been, for the most part, understanding, there was some haranguing, but that's okay.
Michael, thank you very much for your call. Good luck out there. And for demographic fairness, now that we took Michael's call from the Upper West Side, Roberto on the Upper East Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Roberto. Oops. Let me get him back on here. Can we put Roberto's line on? Let me try to do that. Now I think we have you. Roberto, are you
Hello?
There?
Hello?
Hi, now we have you. I apologize.
No, my fault. Yeah, I love your show. First, I'm calling, though. So I own a restaurant on the Upper East Side. I actually just opened another bar, and I guess I couldn't agree more with the previous caller. You know, the chicken cutlet price is just crazy, going up to 45 to 50% up. And, you know, I have been refusing to increase prices, but eventually I will have to, and that will, you know, affect business, I guess.
How else do you compensate in the meantime? He talked about using some of the protein dishes as loss leaders while they make profit on other things.
Well, I try to do the same thing. I actually, you know, I was having trouble. We sold a lot of skirt steak, and that was like crazy, 100% and something a little earlier in the year.
Wow.
Increase. So I was actually trying to make it up on chicken, but now chicken went up, and then we do. It's a Mexican restaurant, so we do a lot mm-hmm. of fresh-made guacamoles.
Yes.
So that was always profitable, but now the price is like crazy, crazy high as well.
Thank you for your call. Good luck out there, Roberto. It's interesting. You know, I invited people first to talk about the Grubhub fiasco and then state of the industry generally, and we hear what we're getting. We're getting staff shortages, staff COVID, inflation, more than anything else. Julio in the East Village is going to get our last 30 seconds on this. Julio, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure to be on. You guys have been so helpful throughout this entire period. We, thank God, don't use Grubhub anymore or any of these other platforms because it would just affect the level of the quality of our food as far as traveling and also the fact that you're sitting at a restaurant, you now have to wait because we have to cook food for it to go. But during the pandemic, we did to not only help ourselves, but also help our clients that had to stay home because of quarantining and so forth. And we did again over the wintertime when we had that spike. But thank God.
And we're just about out of time, but do you want to recommend that people just call the restaurants directly and avoid the apps?
I recommend people, you know, I can recommend all of these things, but it's the convenience factor for people. We order.
Right. And Julio, I'm sorry to cut you off, but now the show is completely over. You got the last word. Have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.